Hello, everybody. It's Gatsby again. I'm sure you guys are starting to get real sick of me, so I apologize for that. But I don't know. I just like doing these little questionnaire-y things, and sometimes just have other things I want to say. So I figure Reddit is a good place to say those things. Today I'm gonna do the one nosy bish questionnaire from Sunnydale Bound, and it's not that many questions, so we'll see how long it takes. All right, here we go. Number one, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? Anywhere in the world. It's a tough choice. I feel like I would gear towards probably England. I visited there in high school. I think I've said that before on a different survey. And it was a... I felt very at home there. There's not like a ton of places that I've just like immediately felt at home, even when I was on my own. And that was the first time it had happened, is when I went there. And then the other time was when I was touring colleges. And I had gone to a big city one that had always been my number one choice for a tour. And it was fine, whatever, but it was big, and you could tell you were just going to be a number there. And when, on the way back home, we stopped at another university, just kind of tour around because it was on the way, I absolutely fell in love with the town, with the campus, everything. It felt like home. And that is the college that I ended up going to. I don't think I even applied to that big city college, actually, because that small one became my number one choice because of enjoying the feel of the town and everything so much more. So I think that's probably where I would go. I think I really liked London is actually one of the only big cities that I think I like. I'm not a huge fan of them otherwise. And honestly, I don't know that I could handle living in London. I'm just not like a big city gal. I liked Bath a lot, though. But I'm sure it's crazy expensive to live there, so that probably wouldn't be great. But if we were looking at just in the U.S., where I would just like pick up and move to, I would probably go to the West Coast, Seattle or Portland sort of area. I have never been there. I'm in the Midwest. I have been to California, but that's not where I would look to go. I am not really sure why I have it stuck in my head that I'm pretty sure I would love it there, but I'm pretty sure I would love it there. Also, I wouldn't mind checking Canada out, but I haven't ever been there. I don't know why. It's not like it's that far away, but I haven't, so I might like it there a lot, too. Number two, what is the first thing you must do when you wake up? Naughty answer is fine. The first thing that I must do when I wake up is feed the cats. I've got... makes me sound like a crazy cat lady. I have three cats, and they usually are the reason I wake up in the morning. Specifically, I have one cat that is very insistent and in my face that she wants breakfast. So I usually feed them first on my way to the bathroom, which would be what I need to do right away when I wake up. For me, but in general, I feed the cats first. Okay, number three. Number three. Oh, this is going to be a short question. Do you play video games? If so, which is your favorite? If not, do you enjoy the concept or how do you feel about it? I do not play video games. I'm just not very good at them, I guess. I don't mind them in general, and I don't even mind just, like, watching someone else play them. But I'm not great with hand-eye coordination, I guess, that goes into it. Or, like, using the controller the right way. I was really excited when the Wii first came out, because I'm the kind of person who, if you have to move a certain way in the video game, I would move the whole controller. So I was like, great, there's a console that does that, and I have a Wii, but I haven't plugged it in for years. And truthfully, the only games I have on it that I ever played were Mario Party and karaoke games. Those were the only things I really ever played. So it doesn't even really matter. So there's that. So I don't mind it. I'm just not good at it. So I would rather play like a tabletop game. That also involves like being around people a little more. So I think I enjoy that too. Versus just on my own. But I probably wouldn't mind if it was an online game and you were playing with other people. Okay, number four. What is one show or movie you could watch over and over again and never get bored with? I feel like I have a bunch of answers to this question. So I just started rewatching Pushing Daisies because I love that one. It took me a long time to see that one, but once I did start watching it, I am a huge fan of everything about that series. It's quirky. It's fast-paced. They are very, like, quick-witted and punny and almost sort of savage to each other in a way that I really enjoy that. And then all of the costumes and everything. There's a character in there, Olive Snook, and I love Olive, but she has a bedroom that's got this wallpaper that's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of bad. It wouldn't be bad, I guess, as I could handle it as a wallpaper. It's like white with green little motifs on it. But in a few scenes, they show it. It is her wallpaper. It's her flooring. It's her bedspread. And it's her pajamas. Like, I don't know. Stuff like that super amuses me. The whole set design and everything about that show, I adore. It's beautiful. I feel like I tend to like almost everything that Brian Fuller has a hand in. Because I also really like Hannibal, American Gods, all sorts of stuff. But also, in terms of movie, I used to watch the Underworld movies a bunch. It's not my favorite. There's other movies that I could probably watch more than that. But I used to just put it on so it was in, like, playing in the background when I graded papers. I was a philosophy minor at my college. And don't ask me any philosophy questions. I don't remember any of the philosophers and what they taught. But I would grade the first year exams because our professor was actually blind. And he insisted on only having Like, he could have made his life so easy if he just did, like, a Scantron test. It would have been so simple, but he didn't. He did essay exams. So, I would go for the higher-up classes and read people's answers to him, and he'd tell me what grades to put on it. And then for his first year class, it was like a general elective that just a bunch of people took and no one cared about. I would just grade those on my own. Like, he'd give me like a rubric and I'd just have to go deal with it. So that was something I had in the background, just to kind of have something on that I didn't really have to pay attention to. Another movie that I watch a lot, that I've been watching for years, and I don't ever get sick of it, is Robin Hood Men in Tights. I feel like it's a very underrated Mel Brooks film. Most people are usually more for Spaceballs or Blazing Saddles or Young Frankenstein. But Robin Hood Men in Tights is totally my jam. My cousin got me into it. She used to watch it a lot when she was babysitting me. And I thought it was funny then, but every time, well, not every time now, because I understand most of it now, but for years, there was just like a new joke that I was finally understanding. And I don't know, I like it a lot. Blinken is my favorite character in that, in case you were wondering. And then one more for this one is Bob's Burgers. Is, oh my gosh, I lied, there's two more. I'm sorry that this question has so many answers. Bob's Burgers is like my current favorite show. Every time I try and decide which of Belcher children is my favorite, I can't. I usually am like, well, I don't like Gene. And then when I'm actually watching it, I'm like, no, I actually laugh a lot at things Gene says or does. So I like him too. Yeah, all of them. I love them. I actually, on the Bob's Burgers subreddit, there's a bunch of people who've gotten portraits made of them and their significant other. And I've got a cousin and a best friend who both really love the show as well. And I actually commissioned two pictures from someone there. And she's already done them, and they are great. And I just got them done today, where I had them printed out in, like, a poster size. And I got them put in frames. They're, like, staring at me right now, but they are amazing. And I love them so much. And I'm just very excited. I feel like I've had a really good day, and that definitely is part of it, is that I have those now. It didn't take long at all for her to finish them, and I'm honestly not going to be able to wait until their birthdays, which is why I originally got these. I've already told my cousin that her birthday isn't until the end of August, and I've already told her that the next time I see her, she's going to get her present, because I can't wait. My best friend lives on the other side of the state, so she probably is going to have to wait for hers, but I don't know how long I'm going to be able to hold out. The last one, and even if I think of another one, I won't even talk about it, but the other show I like a lot and I can watch on repeat is the cartoon Chowder from Cartoon Network. I love that cartoon too. In case you haven't figured out by now, because Bob's Burgers is also kind of punny, so is Chowder. Puns are totally my jam. I love them. And that show is ridiculous and crazy and makes fun of itself I enjoy that show a lot. If anyone's familiar with the show, I think my favorite episode is the one Schnitzel Quits. I also really love that everyone in the show is named after food. It's such like a weird little thing, but it cracks me up. Okay, I'm gonna move on to another question. So, number five. What is your favorite album by any band or singer? I feel like I'm not good at this question. I have a lot of music that I like, but I don't have a favorite album. Right now, I feel like the music I am very into is Sarah Bareilles, and the songs I've been enjoying the most are from the CD she has that's music from Waitress, that's her and Jason Mraz singing. I think those are my favorites at the moment. Otherwise, if I were to treat this question kind of like the previous one, what are things that I can listen to over and over again and just not get sick of? I have a definite place in my heart for the Spice Girls, their first album. And anyone who doesn't get excited when their music comes on is lying. That's how I feel about that. Also, Hootie and the Blowfish, I like a lot. There's actually another artist. I haven't listened to her music in a really long time, but if I was going to have someone compose, like, the soundtrack to go with my life, I just really like her music and how it flows, and it's just kind of folksy. As Laura Brino. I don't know if she's still going by her name. At one point, she changed it to Lily and the Pearl. But if you haven't listened to her stuff, you should check her out. I like her stuff a lot. Okay. Number six. Have you ever broken a bone? If so, what happened? I hate this question because I feel like I'm going to jinx myself. I have not. And I just knocked on a little wood side table because that's asking for it. Seven. What is one kink you wish you could try in real life but are too afraid to or just don't know the logistics of it? I think I mentioned this on another questionnaire as well. So sorry if this is repetitive, but that would be a threesome with two guys. I tried to orchestrate one once, but I knew that one of the people was gonna flake out, even though he agreed to it. Like, I just knew he wasn't actually gonna be there. So I feel like I'm fine saying things like that and acting like I'm setting one up. But when it actually came down to making it happen, I don't know if I could go through with it. The logistics of it seems like a nightmare. And I'm not the kind of person, I think, who could handle it if it was someone I was in a relationship with. So it would have to be, like, I couldn't actually be interested in seeing either guy long term, I think. I might be okay with it. If it was a threesome with another woman, I might have more problems than with two men, but I wouldn't really want to do that anyway. Alright. Number eight. Do you have a favorite go-to toy or implement to use on yourself or someone else? Or is there one you've always wanted to try? Okay, I'm also going to read you number 9, and then my answer is going to kind of combine the two. Number 9 is, when you're by yourself and in the mood, what is the best way to relieve your lust? So, the best way depends on what exactly I'm looking for, in terms of how I'm going to get off. If I just want to do something very quickly, like if it's early in the morning and I just decide I want to have an orgasm before I get up, whatever, then I'll just like rub my clit myself and just be done with it. If I want to have multiples that happen fairly quickly, then I do have a knockoff Hitachi wand. Because Hitachis are expensive. So this thing's basically the same goddamn thing, but it was way cheaper. I use that. Like, it gets me there very, very quickly. And then I have to, like, pull it away for a second, and then I can just keep going. So then I would use that. And the other option is I've got a suction cup, a dildo, and that one is probably my favorite, because I don't know that I necessarily climax from penetration, but I prefer that feeling, in general. So that one's probably my favorite, but I have other ways that will get me there much quicker. And number 10, this is the last question. What is the biggest turn on for you in regards to another person? And that is probably their hands and their forearms. And I feel like that's a weird thing. maybe not what's expected. If you guys haven't seen the subreddit forearm porn, it's one of my favorites. I don't know what it is, but I really like when a guy's got very veiny forearms. I don't know why. Like, when the veins are, like, popping out, I don't know. That's really hot. But I can't tell you why. Like, I don't know why I think that's sexy, but I do. Also, a guy's hands. I went out with a guy once who had, like, little... His hands weren't super tiny, but his fingers were very feminine, I guess. Like, they were short, and they were kind of pointed, and his nails were, like, better manicured than mine and stuff. And it just really threw me off. And that's, I feel like, another really weird, shallow thing to get hung up on. But this is a side note. I feel like I get hung up on those little things sometimes. Because I don't know, I'm a little neurotic. And one of the reasons with the hands, I can justify a little better than the forearms. But when I'm looking at a guy's hands, I'm not doing the whole, like, oh, that must be how big his dick is thing. Because that's not true. It's more so, like, I think about how it would be if he was fingering me, like, with those fingers. So, like, if they're really, like, short and round, like, chode fingers, like, that's a different experience than if someone had long fingers. Yeah, so I think about that a lot when I see it. And it's not everybody's hands, I guess, I look at, but I don't know. That's usually what kind of catches my attention, is a guy's hands. And then his forearms. Yeah. So those are my answers, and thank you for listening to them. I hope you guys are having a good rest of your day, and I'm sure I will see you in another questionnaire or something later. Bye.